I'm speaking to Kinelwe Rapesu, a young farmer from the Vaal Triangle. Kinelwe, share with us, how do you start a piggery? Take us through the steps and the equipment that one would need.
When one decides to start a piggery, you need to consider two things, which is intensive or free range. Intensive is when it's in a closed system housing, you build a housing for them, or free range, they run around in small camps. Well, for me, I decided to do them in intensive because I had to consider the fact that there's a lot of theft in my area. There's also a few wild animals, so I had to do intensive. It's easy for me to control, easy for me to feed, easy for me to help when it's time to give birth and so forth. Also, when you start a piggery, you need to consider the kind of space that you have, your environment, and water supply, because pigs drink a lot of water. And if you do a free range, if there's a little dam or whatsoever, it's still fine, but make sure there's some shade, because they're very sensitive to sunburn. And then when you also consider to do a piggery, there are different kind of breeds, the same as in cows. So you need to kind of choose the breed that you want to do. And then after choosing the breed, I would say it's advisable to buy pigs that are ready for production, meaning that they're productive, they can take a bull anytime, or they're at a weaning stage. So it's going to be, when they're at a weaning stage, you feed for a few weeks and then you sell for income. Or when they're productive, then they can take a bull, and then they give you a few liters after 3 months, which is something that's very beneficial with piggery, because they give birth 3 times a year. A pig gets pregnant for only 3 months and can give you for more than 10 piglets. So that's the advantage of it. So you need to consider your breed, your structure, your environment, and your water supply, obviously.
What are the challenges of farming with pigs?
For me, I'd say some of the challenges that I've faced with farming with pigs is that there's a lot of losses with the litters. During birth, the sow sits on them or they die. And also during winter, when they do not have a proper bedding, which is, can be straws or sawdust. So you need to make sure they've got a proper bedding, because they're very sensitive to cold, in order for them to be able to sustain. And also reproduction. Sometimes a boar can miss a sow when it's on heat, so it decreases production opportunity. And maintaining the piglets, it's a lot of work, because they are still young, they need iron, they need to be breastfed properly. So if the mother is not being well fed, so it's going to be a problem for the piglets as well. And also different kind of diseases. So when, you know, with animal, there's a lot of risk involved, especially with different kind of diseases, your swine flu and so forth. And fortunately, I've never experienced theft with pigs. When also when you're not breeding properly, it can also be a challenge. So you need to be hands-on, you need to be very well prepared.
And what are the highlights of farming with pigs?
For me, I'd say the rewards of farming is that with pigs is that they grow very fast, at a fast rate, and then they are easy to raise. If you maintain them well, they are very easy to raise. They do not require a lot of space, and then they give birth in large numbers. You know, from one sow in a year, you can receive more than 30 piglets. It's for me, it was a way of also making a lot of income on the farm, because with cattle, I had to wait until 7 months for them to be at a weaning stage, and you also have to wait for 9 months for it to give birth. So with pigs, it was another way of making an income, you know, having some input on the farm in order for the farm to be productive, in order for things to run at a very good steady stage. And when you take care of your animals, they take care of you at the end of the day.
And that was Kinelwe Rapesu, a young farmer from the Vaal Triangle.